So I'm here at the Working City event with Rachel and Lauren from the GLA's culture team.
So I'm Rachel Rowe, Senior Policy Officer at the GLA in the Culture and Creative Industries team.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm the Placemaking Officer in the Culture and Creative Industries unit at City Hall.
And they've just given us their presentation about your cultural infrastructure plan, which you've just published. But before we kind of go into that, why is this cultural infrastructure and why is culture in London so important to kind of maintain and promote within policy and kind of within the public?
So within the Mayor's culture strategy that was launched last year, which is called Culture for All Londoners, there's a big strategic focus on places and spaces, which is about not just protecting what we have, but also growing cultural infrastructure. So the starting point of the Mayor's vision is recognising that as well as generating tourism and boosting the economy, culture brings us together, helps us define the places we love, it helps strengthen local identity, bring communities together, basically creating better places. However, rapid growth is putting pressure on existing infrastructure, on housing, most obviously, but also on cultural infrastructure. And creative communities are at risk of being priced out of the neighbourhoods that they are helping to regenerate. So at City Hall, we have started to track this. And research showed that in the past decade, London lost 25% of pubs, 35% of artist workspace, music venues, and 58% of LGBT venues. So we know we are at crisis point with disappearing places. And we also know there is big, huge demand. For example, 14,000 artists are on workspaces providers waiting list. So that's to respond to this challenge. We have launched the first ever culture infrastructure plan, and it's part of a wider strategic focus on for culture in London.
So when you talk about culture, what kind of spaces comes under this? So obviously there's like music venues, what else?
Yeah, the way we describe it is that we define culture in a very wide way, but we do it on purpose because what we recognize when we're doing our wide consultation for the culture strategy is that Londoners see culture in a very wide way. So it could be skate parks, for example. And so we're saying that there's consumption places, so places where people come to experience and consume culture, so music venues, libraries, cinemas, theatres, but we're also really keen to protect and grow production places that are very crucial for the creative ecosystem. So that's music recording studios, artist studios, dance rehearsal spaces, and maker space. So that's what we mean by culture.
Great. And there's been a couple of kind of policies already or strategies out there, like the Agent of Change.
Yeah.
Have they had an impact already so far? Have they helped at all in any way?
I think it's very early days for Agent of Change. It's definitely been used in a few cases, but it's one part of a puzzle as well. I think it's really important to remember that Agent of Change is a planning policy, but there's also other things out there like licensing and funding. So it's looking at the complete picture of what makes a cultural business sustainable and able to be in London at the mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah. And so do you want to tell us a bit about the cultural infrastructure plan?
Kind of
what is the aim of it? What are the main, you outlined in your presentation, seven kind of
targets? Seven action points.
Action points.
So I think the cultural infrastructure plan has been developed in response to the unprecedented challenges that Lauren kind of outlined. So really it's a 7-point action plan, which includes a combination of policy, funding, research and practical tools to protect and grow cultural infrastructure. It describes what the Mayor's doing, so he is doing an awful lot to protect and grow cultural infrastructure in London, but it also says, you know, we can't do this on our own. This is something that all of London needs to work on together, so it calls to action local authorities, developers, cultural organisations to really work to support and grow cultural infrastructure in the city.
What are some of the main challenges that these spaces or like infrastructure face?
I think one of the biggest ones at the moment is obviously land value in London is very high, so they're experiencing rapid rising business rates, rising rents, and that is really changing the business model for a lot of cultural organisations, particularly those grassroots cultural organisations like grassroots music venues, for example. We've seen examples where organisations like the 100 Club have seen exponential rises in business rates that are almost the same, or in some cases bigger, than their initial rent, which just becomes untenable, particularly when you see changes in kind of consumer trends around drinking alcohol to maybe support a venue. So there are pros and cons to that, obviously, but that's a kind of new picture that they're looking at in terms of changing business models.
And so how do you plan to kind of implement it and make sure boroughs will use that, or organisations will use that to help these spaces and our cultural infrastructure to grow?
I think the point of bringing all of these issues together and setting out an action plan is to ensure that people understand that bigger, multifaceted picture. There's not one solution. There needs to be lots of solutions implemented, really. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've done is create a toolbox. So in order to support people to do that, there's a toolbox now online, which is Cultural Infrastructure Toolbox. And within that, there's also a map. So we're kind of creating a suite of tools to help people do that. We don't expect them to be able to do this on their own.
And we've produced a very short and cute film showing why Londoners care about cultural infrastructure. So if you can share it, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. We'll have that up on the website.
Amazing.
For people to have a look at. Thank you so much.
Thank you.